Good evening, Taylor Wallace here in Studio 1A. I'm here with Austin's Sharks in the Deep End. They've got a show coming up this Friday at Stubbs. They're playing with Boys Club and Chakra Khan. They've got some new music as well. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks for being here. What are we going to hear first?
This is a song from our debut album, which came out last year. It's called Cherry Blossom.
That's Austin's Sharks in the Deep End. We're here in Studio 1A. They've got a show this Friday at Stubbs playing with Boys Club and Chakra Khan. The doors are at 9 o'clock for that. Tickets and, of course, more information at stubbs.com. I'm sitting here talking to frontman Tucker Jameson. Tucker, your voice, and I know y'all's discography, and I'm so impressed by the control you have over your voice, because I've heard that voice let loose, and even then it has incredible control, and then just then I can hear that growl, like, festering, like, quietly in the back, but you're able to just bring it in and make it swell and expand and condense totally at your command, and I think that's just fantastic.
Thank you.
And, I mean, all of you guys just sound so, so great. Knowing, like, the diversity of your discography, which we will hear in this later in this session, it is just fantastic. Tucker, could you introduce us to the rest of the band?
Yeah. On guitar is Sam Thompson. On keys is Chris Conti. On the drums is Matt Sharon, and playing bass is Z Lynch.
Awesome, awesome. So you guys were in Studio 1A just about a year ago, and you were supporting your debut full length. We just heard Cherry Blossom from that full length. So what's been going on in the last year?
We've been gigging a bunch. We did a national tour after the album came out. And then we came back and we started working on some new songs to put out. And we've been hitting up a few different studios in town, working out of our garage, getting together whenever we could. And we were looking for a new way to sort of release the music too, instead of the traditional just drop the whole album at once. It's a lot for people to consume. Mm-hmm. You know? So we decided to sort of do a slow trickle release, you know?
Excellent.
One song a month.
Awesome. So let's talk a little more about that. Yeah. So we're this new approach to music, being able to kind of take it one bite at a time. What has that allowed you guys to do? I know you guys are playing around a lot stylistically, both in the sounds of the songs themselves and how you guys record them.
Yeah. What's cool is because it's almost like a challenge to have a new song ready. Ooh, that was my synth. We have some songs ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, but we don't have all of them even written yet.
Right.
And so we're coming up with, ways to try to do it quickly, you know, kind of DIY style, mm-hmm. do some stuff in our garage. One of the songs that we've been working on is going to be recorded entirely on an iPhone.
And, okay. Talk more about that, please.
Yeah. There's an app in the iPhone called Voice Memos.
Okay. Yeah.
And, we use it a lot just to get ideas down, you know, mm-hmm. real quick. And, Sam and I were working on a song that he's singing on, and I'm singing harmonies, and it's just like a quick piano ballad, but it's so pretty, and we put the phone in front of us just to record it, so we had it down, and we ended up falling in love with the way it sounded on the iPhone, just because it was so intimate.
You know? Not augmented by a Bluetooth speaker or anything, just straight, nope. come just
straight
what?
Straight right into the phone.
Okay.
And then we actually took it and played it from the iPhone and recorded it back into another iPhone to like completely destroy the sound even
okay.
more.
And what happened?
It gave it this really like interesting, destroyed, demo-y vibe. That's like, I think, really neat for that song.
So what's been the biggest challenge of this slow trickle release?
Getting together and finding the time to write the song, record the song, and mix the song all within by a certain deadline.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sort of the challenge, because instead of doing an album where you're just in the studio all at once, all one time, and you can cut the whole thing right then and there, and then you can, you know, spend however long, you know, editing it or adding stuff to it, we're sort of spending the months thinking about, you know, what's happening in our environment, you know, allowing the outside world to sort of influence the songwriting as time passes so that it's current when the song comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And then because sometimes the songwriting and recording process and mixing it can take so long, we're right up against the deadline, you know?
Right, I was going to say, the biggest challenge, I guess, is intrinsically there. You haven't, if all of them aren't written, you've given yourself a series of deadlines, not just one, like, we're going to do this album, and then when it's good and it's kosher, we're going to release it. You've given yourselves a series of hard deadlines. That's ambitious. Exactly. I respect that. I have a lot of respect for that. We're talking to Austin's Sharks at the Deep, and I've been speaking to frontman Tucker Jameson. They've got a show this Friday at Stubbs with Boys Club and Chakra Khan. What are we going to hear next?
This is the first song of the month that we put out. Came out last Friday. It's called Tears Run Dry.
Wrapped in shoegaze. Certainly a song that, you know, you might rock your nighttime sunnies while listening to. We're here in Studio 1A with Austin's Sharks in the Deep End. They're playing a show tomorrow night at Stubbs with Boys Club and Chakra Khan. All that information is at stubbsaustin.com. Guys, thank you so much for being here. You guys are so incredible.
Thank you, Taylor, for having us.
This set, I mean, in just two songs has been pretty sonically diverse. There's going to be a third song up on our website coming up. Thank you so much to Jake Perlman, Cliff Hargrove, and Deidre Gott for making us sound great and putting this all together, putting us together in this great room. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, your Austin music experience.
up your cover with